the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 18th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The unprecedented attempt to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border has had devastating impacts on wildlife from which they may not recover. That's according to a New Mexico wildlife expert.
Brian Bird with Defenders of Wildlife says construction fragmented wildlife habitats and cut off species migration routes. Because geography and private land ownership in Texas and Arizona slowed the effort, Bird says much of what was only vehicle barrier in New Mexico is now permanent.
Unfortunately, New Mexico ended up getting the brunt of the border wall construction. And in fact, other than the boot heel, most of the border between Mexico and New Mexico is walled now.
I'm Roz Brown reporting.
The Biden administration has been criticized for floodgates being left open along the border wall that allowed some illegal immigrants to enter. The Border Patrol took responsibility, noting the gates have always been open during monsoon season. Meantime, former President Donald Trump, in an interview that aired Sunday, pushed back when asked about the timeline of his activities during the Capitol riot on January 6. That from the Insider. While speaking on Meet the Press, Trump told host Kristen Walker he wouldn't comment on his activities during the earliest stages of the attack when he was accused by the former White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, of gleefully watching the riot on TV. "Tell me how you watched this all unfold," Walker asked. Trump responded, "I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell people later at an appropriate time." And since the passage of the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021, a number of cities and counties in Ohio and around the nation have used ARPA funding to retire medical debt.
The city council allocated $500,000 to purchase debts through the nonprofit RIP Medical Debt. RIP, in turn, negotiates with hospitals and debt collectors to buy old debts for pennies on the dollar and then forgives them. Akron City Councilperson Nancy Holland says these debts take a toll on the community.
Medical debt is one of the leading causes of personal bankruptcy. It's also a leading cause of divorce, of job disruption, of inability to qualify for most major loans like home loans. It can also cause trouble in a rental application just to rent an apartment.
Akron joins Lucas County, Toledo, and Cleveland in using ARPA funds to eliminate medical debts. The anticipated value of retired debts from Akron's allocation is up to $50 million. Pre-pandemic research found that 23 million Americans have medical debt, with 3 million owing more than $10,000. Rep. Pivato reporting.
This is Public News Service. School is back, and one way parents can set their kids up for success is ensuring screen time isn't getting in the way of sleep. Eric Taganoff has more in this National Academy of Sciences, Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, Washington News Service collaboration.
Dr. Maida Chen is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine. She says there's a strong connection between sleep and mental health, and they impact each other in a circular way, which Chen says screens can exacerbate.
The screens sort of work in both directions, so that if you have underlying mental health issues, screens will worsen sleep. If you have sleep issues, it'll worsen sleep issues to the point of perhaps further triggering the development of mental health issues.
Chin notes it's not just the screens themselves that impact sleep. The content, especially on social media, can be activating. It can trigger anxiety, for instance, that makes it hard to sleep. 42% of high school students felt persistently sad or hopeless in 2021.
And this year's Food to Power Harvest Festival marks 10 years since Colorado Springs launched a food rescue project to get fruits and vegetables to areas of the city without accessible grocery stores.
Patience Kabwasa with the group says the fun and fundraising event set for Saturday, September 23rd, will help fuel a new decade of capacity building for services still very much in demand. She notes prior to the pandemic, 1 in 6 Coloradans did not know where their next meal would come from. The numbers are worse now.
Today in Colorado, it's about 1 in 3. So the need for fresh food particularly is at an all-time high, and that just continues to grow.
This year's Harvest Festival will take place at the Hillside Community Food Hub, which opened last year. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, the Interior Department has invested $5 million in reintroducing bison to Native American tribal lands
As part of the Biden administration's America the Beautiful initiative, the money will support tribal-led efforts to bolster bison conservation efforts and help to return bison to their ancestral roots in indigenous areas across the country. Shammy Anderson with Defenders of Wildlife says the animals being reintroduced contain DNA from the iconic Yellowstone bison, the buffalo that originally roamed the plains.
These are the descendants of those animals, really the wildest of the wild. These animals tend to have big heads. They can withstand cold winters and selecting a mate and how they forage in large herds and migrate. So having this be sort of the source population, Yellowstone bison, for tribes is really helpful.
The Bison Conservation Transfer Program and Defenders of Wildlife have partnered with Yellowstone National Park. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.